Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Like you're on a treadmill, running but not really getting anywhere? You know that feeling when you hit the end of the day and think, what even happened? That's where self-awareness comes in, friends. It's about truly understanding your thoughts, emotions, and actions, the good, the bad, and the messy stuff in between. And today, we're diving deep into two powerful tools that can help you cultivate that awareness. Journaling and reflection. Now, I know what you're thinking. Journaling? That sounds kinda old school, right? Like something your grandma does before bed with a cup of chamomile tea. But trust me on this one, it's seriously a game changer. Think of it as a conversation with yourself. A safe space to unpack everything swirling around in that beautiful, complicated brain of yours. Here are 5 key takeaways from today's Stoic Wisdom session. 1. Journaling isn't about perfect grammar or flowery prose. It's about getting your thoughts out of your head and onto paper or screen. Hey, digital diaries count too. Don't worry about making it sound like a Shakespearean sonnet. Just write freely, honestly, and let those words flow. 2. Embrace the power of reflection. Take some time each day to revisit what you've written. Ask yourself, what am I feeling? Why am I feeling this way? Are there any patterns emerging in my thoughts or behaviors? This introspection can be a real eye-opener, revealing hidden motivations and thought loops that might be holding you back. Buoy. Gratitude is your secret weapon. Dedicate a few lines each day to jot down things you're grateful for. It could be anything from a sunny morning to a kind gesture from a stranger. Focusing on the positive shifts your perspective and helps you appreciate the good stuff, even when life throws curveballs. 4. Identify your triggers. We all have those things, people, places, or situations that send our emotions into overdrive. Journaling can help you pinpoint these triggers and understand how they affect you. Once you know what sets you off, you can start to develop coping mechanisms and navigate those tricky situations with more grace and resilience. 5. Remember, this is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself. Self-awareness isn't something that happens overnight. It takes time, effort, and consistent practice. Keep showing up for yourself, keep writing, and keep reflecting. You'll be amazed at the insights you uncover along the way. Now, let's bring it all together with a real-world example. Imagine this. You're having a rough day. Your boss is breathing down your neck. Your coffee spilled all over your shirt. It happens to the best of us. And you're starting to feel that familiar sense of frustration bubbling up inside. Here's where journaling comes in. Instead of letting those negative emotions take over, take a few minutes to jot down what's going on. Maybe you're right. Feeling stressed about work deadlines and annoyed by the spilled coffee incident, need to find a way to calm down and refocus. Just getting those feelings out can make a huge difference. It allows you to acknowledge them without judgment and start to process them in a healthier way. Then, ask yourself, what can I do right now to improve this situation? Maybe it's taking a few deep breaths, listening to your favorite song, or stepping away from the computer for a quick break. By journaling, you've created space for calm and clarity instead of letting that frustration rule the day. So, my friends, let's make self-awareness a priority. Start with those daily journal entries and invest in those moments of reflection. Trust me, it's an investment in your well-being, your happiness, and ultimately, your success. Keep pushing forward. Keep striving for that inner strength and wisdom, and I'll be here every day to guide you along the way. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little Stoic wisdom. Leave us a review if it means the world to me, and join the conversation on social media. We're all in this together. Until next time, keep being awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.